Following on from the decision by An Bord Pleanála to reject the Trump Dúnmbeg application for coastal protection works, and the impact, of course, that that is going to have on the area. There's a great concern amongst locals in respect of that one, because they fear that without the protection works, that the Trump Dúnmbeg, the viability of the property could very much be brought under question. It has been openly said before by the property that these protection works are badly needed to preserve and protect its future. They also have plans for significant expansion there, but I understand that it's contingent on going ahead on putting the coastal protections in place first, obviously. We did approach Trump Dúnmbeg to speak with us here on Clare FM, and their general manager, Joe Russell, declined to do so. We understand they're assessing their options following on from yesterday's news by An Bord Pleanála. I am now joined on the line, though, from Dúnmbeg by Liam Ryan, PRO of the Duckmore Coastal Protection Group, and by Rita McInerney, local businesswoman. She ran for Fianna Fáil in the recent general election. Liam, Rita, good morning to you both.
Good morning, Gavin.
Rita, a devastating day, you were saying yesterday, for Dúnmbeg, for West Clare.
Absolutely devastating. Very shocked and surprised everybody was in relation to the decision. We are obviously in the midst of a bigger crisis from a global health perspective. And as been seen, the impact on that, on business and on tourism, will be felt into the future. And I suppose this was something that I think people locally were holding on to in terms of the development at Duckmore, the coastal protection, and ultimately the expansion of the facilities there, as something that would perhaps safeguard the future to some degree. So people are devastated and shocked by the decision, certainly.
Shocked? Was there an expectation that this would have passed?
Certainly, because I suppose if you look at the history of it, in terms of originally the application was to put in coastal protection at the full length of the beach, and this was withdrawn on advice before it went to Clare County Council, and two sections went in for coastal protection, and that was approved by Clare County Council. So there was that expectation that it was a reduced coastal protection, and particularly in line, you know, people have seen very visibly what has been done in Lahinch, and you know, it's similar works. It's rock armour, and actually in Duckmore it would be more aesthetically pleasing, I believe, because it was going to be enhanced with the bowlies, as we call them, or cobbles, as they said in the application, and additional sand and grass around them to camouflage them as much as possible. So visually, I believe it would have been even better than Lahinch. And also, and then some people argue, of course, that you know, it isn't necessarily an SAC, a special area of conservation, in Lahinch.
Yes.
However, the whole, if you look at the map, the Nature 2000 that they refer to, and the map for special areas conservation in Ireland, and you look at County Kerry, it is a complete, fully, the coast of Kerry is all practically an SAC. And yes, you have seen coastal protection works in Ballybunion, in Waterville, in Tralee Bay. All their areas are protected. So we are very, very disappointed.
Okay. The SAC, their special areas of conservation, in its decision that An Bord Pleanála released yesterday, they stated that they weren't satisfied that the proposed development wouldn't result in adverse effects on the physical structure, and they did talk about the importance of those SACs. To bring in yourself, Liam Ryan, you have, in fact, it's only a few weeks ago, you were on this programme highlighting the continuing damage to the dune system and how that was encroaching on the golf course. You were calling for the decision to come as quickly as possible. Obviously, you wanted it to go the other way, though.
Sure, I did, yes. This is a disgraceful decision. The company has two options at the moment now, a judicial review or close down. This is extremely serious for 300 jobs in the area, plus all the people and all their families and the local businesses in the area. We have walked that beach since Christmas, and we have seen a massive amount of damage done with the various storms. It is obvious to anybody that this decision and that this repair work has to be done. I just can't understand who runs the country at the moment. Is it An Bord Pleanála or is it the government? Why was the decision not made 2 weeks ago, before the Taoiseach went to meet the President of the United States to present him with Shamrock? Do we want a company to go to Dublin and hand the keys back in a bowl to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar? I suggest at this stage that the government should run the country and make the decisions on board Planola.
We do have, I have to jump in there, Liam, we do have very good reasons in this country based on our history for keeping politics and planning separate.
Of course, but somebody must. Who's running the country? Are we saying that Unbar Panola run the country? Of course they're necessary, and of course they should review, but how many of the people that are on the board of Unbar Panola have been down in Clare in the last 4 months to see the damage that has been done? There's no company in their sane senses would continue to spend the amount of money they're spending on the repair of the dunes at the moment and the repair of their facility and their business. As I said the last time, Gavin, we are over in America promoting, encouraging companies to come into Ireland. We bring them into Ireland. We give the development European and Irish money to develop businesses, and then we leave them on their own. And when they're trying to protect their businesses, protect their jobs and create extra jobs, we don't give them the assistance and we stop them from doing what is totally necessary in Dunbeg at the moment.
You talked about that fear now for the resort's future. Just again to articulate what they have said to us here in Clare FM, Trump International told us that naturally they are very disappointed with the decision and that they will now, quote, consider their options. Now, I don't want to read too much into that. I don't want to unduly write off the future of a company that has been trading very well, they say, over recent years, and does have options open to it that don't involve closure. But your fear, Liam, is that that could happen.
Look, the bottom line is, and we cut to the chase here, there are two decisions, a judicial review or a close down. I can't see any other objective at the moment, and I feel so sorry for the 300 people that are working there and their families, and I feel sorry for the business people who have taken advice from the Irish government to develop. If we get in big businesses in, if we get in good tourist attractions into Ireland, we want you to go and create and develop other businesses. That has happened in West Clare. Now, this just doesn't affect West Clare, it affects the whole of County Clare, because the people that come in to play golf in Dunbeg will also play golf in Lahinch, and they'll spend money in Ennis. So I'm saying to the people of Clare now at the moment, we may have to do something drastic to save this business and to
Such
save
as?
Jobs. Jobs are extremely
scarce.
Hang on,
what are you suggesting? A protest of some
sort? I don't know what we can do at the moment because of the situation with the coronavirus, but we have to do something. We just can't sit back. And I would say to the councillors and to the politicians at the moment, you have been sleeping over the last 2 years, and I suggest you now wake up. You have an opportunity to meet the Taoiseach and get this thing reversed.
We'll see what we'll put that to Deputy Joe Carey when he's with us in a few minutes' time. Rita, that fear that Liam has just articulated about the future of the resort and if it were to no longer operate, the impact on West Clare, is that a widespread fear?
It certainly is. I suppose people, you know, are asking the question as to, you know, will they stay. You know, this is a project, people have to remember, this is a project that the local community looked for back in the 90s. They looked for a local employment, maintained access to the beach, infrastructure, and membership of the golf club. That's all we've ever looked for from any of the four of the owners we've had. This Trump is the fourth owner of the property. This is a project that people are very invested in as a community, and as Liam said, it impacts so many others in terms of indirect and direct employment and knock-on effect to other businesses. You know, I mean, I myself am looking at investing further in my business. I'm questioning that now because, you know, where are the people? Where are the jobs? Where are the tourists that come to West Clare? This is an added facility that attracts more in. That go to other facilities and other tourist attractions and businesses in the whole of West Clare and beyond. So it is a huge blow, and we really need. And I again, you know the need for Unbar Planála in terms of an independent body in terms of planning. But my question is in relation to how you work with business, and this is the issue in relation to planning. There was a piece of legislation before the Oireachtas back in October in relation to objections to projects and how the people that are objecting need to have a significant interest in the outcome of the project in order to object, and other pieces that they're looking to strengthen. So the government obviously recognises that there's an issue with objectors to projects around the country. We've seen what happened in Clonlara with the flooding. So they obviously know that there is an issue in relation to these objectors that are possibly have other motives and are funded from different sources. That, you know, these are the questions that people are asking.
We will, and we will hear from one of those objectors later. I just, because there's a lot to fit in this morning, and I'll put this both to you. Rita, first of all, you talked about how the property has had four owners. If any of the previous three were still in charge, or let's be frank, if anybody other than the Trumps were owning the property, do you think there would have been a different outcome?
Well, you have to ask that question, considering these people did not object to the coastal protection at Lahinch, Waterville, Tralee Bay, Ballybunion. So therefore, you have to ask that question.
Liam Ryan.
I say, why wasn't there an oral hearing? Why didn't they allow the people in the area to make their point view?
But were there not submissions made in support of the project as part of the point?
So
the point was made, surely, Liam.
Yes, the point was made, but if you had an oral hearing, it would allow the local people to go in and make the decision, make statements and give the facts and give the figures. All the facts in this case, I believe, were not given to An Bord Pleanála. We made our submissions. The people that objected made their submissions, but it just doesn't add up. When you come down and look at the course at the moment and look at the sand dunes and look at how they're being devastated, you just can't understand. When you see that, you just can't understand this decision. It's absolutely crazy. And there's no way in putting it in any other way. It's a crazy and a disgraceful decision.
For now, though, Liam Ryan and Rita McInerney, thank you both
thank
for
you
joining
very
us
much,
on the programme this morning.